WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jackson Reed here, and welcome back to Wake Up and Win. Today's pep talk is all about something that's seriously close to my heart, self-compassion. It's not just some fluffy feel-good thing, folks. Self-compassion is a superpower, especially when it comes to navigating the ups and downs of mental health. Ever feel like you're your own worst critic? Like you're constantly judging every little stumble, every mistake? You know that feeling, right? Well, guess what? That inner critic needs a serious timeout. Self-compassion is about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support you'd offer a good friend. It's about ditching the harsh self-judgment and embracing a more gentle, accepting approach to your experiences, even the tough ones. So let's dive into 5 key takeaways that'll help you unlock the power of self-compassion. First up, remember that everyone messes up. Seriously, it's part of being human. We all have those moments where we trip, stumble, or make a mistake. Instead of beating yourself up about it, try acknowledging it with kindness. Say something to yourself like, okay, this didn't go as planned, but I can learn from it and move forward. Think about it, would you berate a friend for making a similar mistake? Probably not. Second, practice mindful self-talk. Pay attention to the words you use when you're talking to yourself, especially during challenging times. Are they critical, harsh, or judgmental? Try replacing those negative thoughts with more compassionate and supportive ones. Instead of I'm such a failure, try I'm learning and growing. Third, cultivate gratitude. It might sound simple, but taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your life can make a world of difference. It shifts your focus away from what's lacking and helps you cultivate a more positive outlook. Maybe it's a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, or a supportive friend, whatever it is, take a moment to savor it. Fourth, don't be afraid to ask for help. Reaching out to someone you trust, a friend, family member, therapist, or support group can be incredibly empowering. Remember, asking for help isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength and self-care. And finally, practice self-care like it's your superpower. This means taking care of your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body in ways that feel good, engage in activities that bring you joy, and make time for relaxation and rejuvenation. Think about a time when you really needed support. Maybe you were going through a tough breakup, dealing with a stressful situation at work, or just feeling overwhelmed. Now imagine someone offering you a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, and words of encouragement, no judgment, just pure compassion. That's the power of self-compassion. Here's a real-life example. Imagine your friend comes to you after a disastrous job interview. Instead of saying things like, well, maybe next time, or you should have practiced more, try responding with, I'm so sorry that happened. It sounds like it was really tough. How are you feeling about it? By offering genuine support and understanding, you're demonstrating self-compassion in action. You're validating their feelings, letting them know they're not alone, and creating a space where they feel safe to share their struggles. And guess what? When we treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding that we offer to others, it sets off a ripple effect, boosting our self-esteem, reducing stress, and helping us navigate life's challenges with more resilience and grace. So remember, you deserve love, compassion, and support, especially from yourself. Treat yourself like the incredible human being you are, flaws and all. Take these key takeaways to heart, practice mindful self-talk, cultivate gratitude, ask for help when you need it, and most importantly, embrace self-compassion as your superpower. And before we wrap things up, head over to our social media pages and share what resonates with you from today's pep talk. Let's create a community of support and encouragement where everyone feels empowered to wake up and win. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.